Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Content warning. This episode features cartoonish violence, cursing, gross slime sound effects, gelatinous cubes attacking people, dogs barking, piracy, and surrealist sound paintings. Listener discretion is advised. When last we left our heroes, Janet Dogberry, who is trying her best, tripped and landed flat on her face, waking up the cubes, and worse, tipping off the Devil's Fortune LLC to Team Arden's location. Join us, won't you, for the dramatic conclusion of Escape from Wayface Radio.
Okay, we're going to do one more set of stealth checks as you can hear the door on the other end jiggling.
Okay.
Yeah. And now I think the name of the game is get across the room as fast as possible.
Good.
Brenda, you're up.
Okay, here we go. Boom. Ooh. Oh, wow. Brenda really, really, really ate this one. My first one.
Oh. Well, you are undecided as to which direction you are trying to run in, so you try to run in both of them at once and fall flat on your face.
Sounds correct.
And you definitely feel like the cubes are waking up.
Oh, goodness.
Julie, what do you do?
All right, well, I have dash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use dash to try and move double the speed. So we'll see if that works. Okay, that's a 12.
Okay, yeah. At this point, you're not caring about noise anymore. You're just like, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just sprint, like, basically to the other end of the room.
Okay, great.
Yes. So, Andy, what do you do?
Boys and girls, daddy's home. So good to see you all. Obviously, because of I am, you know, related to you all. Obviously, they're all cloned from my DNA anyway. There's no way they would ever hurt me. If I'm just going to walk to the end, I'm going to slightly graze their jelly flesh. Just letting them know I can. I've been thinking about them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Roll, as you do so, roll 1d6 for acid damage.
1d6. Oh, 6! That's unpleasant. No, I understand. I understand. A neglectful father deserves a little bit of pushback. I get it.
Yeah. Yes, take 6 acid damage for touching one of the cubes.
It was worth it.
Yeah, you're now about 60 feet into the room. Rosalind, what do you do?
I too am going to dash.
Ooh! That's a three.
Yeah, you make it like 10 feet before.
Cool.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just tripping over herself. It's good.
Yeah. Bia, what do you do?
My speed is apparently 30 feet walking. Doesn't look like I'm too fast. I don't think I'm very fast as a person. I think I'm just gonna...
Well, if you don't want to attack anyone or do anything other than just that, you can run for your full action, which will be 60 feet.
Yeah, Bia, I'm definitely running. If it's an option, I'm running. Am I good at it? Nah, but I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Give us a roll.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah, you make it 20 feet.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Janet, what do you do?
Okay, I think I'm going to get up and run as well. So would getting up be half my movement?
Yes.
Okay, so, but then if I'm trying to run another, so I would be trying to run about 45 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I still have disadvantage? Is it still stealth?
At this point...
I'm just running. I'm just
yeah,
running.
At this point, you're just running.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. That's a 14.
Nice.
Okay.
I could be worse.
Yeah, you make it the full 45 feet.
Ooh!
Janet coming from behind.
Yeah, so at this point, Julie is 90 feet in, almost to the door.
Nice.
Andy is 60 feet in, but with damage. Rosalind, Bia, and Janet are all sort of hovering around, like, between 40 to 50 feet. And Brenda, you're bringing up the rear at 30.
Okay.
At this point, Julie, you can definitely hear people trying to come through the other side of the door.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
I think at this point, Julie's going to try and block the door. Like, hold the door so they can't get through.
Wow.
Okay.
Would that be just a straight strength check?
Yes, that's a strength check.
Okay. That's a 14.
Nice.
Okay, they're hammering on the door, but you're bracing it up, and they haven't gotten through yet.
Okay.
So, yeah, but they're not giving up, but you're holding them off for now.
Great.
Okay. Brenda, what do you do?
Oh, boy. Brenda's in a bad place. Brenda doesn't really know what her options are. I feel like I just want to roll a good roll, and hopefully that means I get out of here with everybody. Mm-hmm. So what
I think at this point your best option is to run.
Run. Okay, great. So I roll for a mad dash.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, come on. Come on. And roll. Ooh, 19!
Okay,
right,
as a cube starts to slide onto the path you're all on, Brenda legs it and is able to get to 90 feet through the room.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, avoiding that cube by the skin of her teeth.
Feels good to be able to dash again. Feels great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is his police training. That's the police training.
Yeah. Bia, you know me better than me. Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of my days in the...
You know it.
In the night security training facility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Andy, you're up.
All right. I guess you're not ready to talk. Okay. I'll see you guys at the next birthday. Okay, let's go. I leg it for the exit.
Yeah. Okay, give us a roll.
I got an 8.
Okay, so you make it to 75 feet one of the cubes slides behind you, and it almost gets you, but it keeps sliding and sort of falls off the path that you're on and collides with another cube, and those cubes start fighting with each other.
Come on, guys, knock it off.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah. Unnecessary. I love you all the same.
Rosalind.
Okay, so I want to use my standard action to dash, and then I want to use my bonus action of cunning action to also dash. So let's see.
Nice.
First dash. Ooh, 14. Should I add anything onto that? I could do acrobatics.
Yeah, no, we'll say acrobatics for you. Cool. And you book it. And, like, there's one point where a cube starts to slide onto the path, and you just flip over that thing.
Yeah! Nice.
You just dodge it. And, like, you are now with Brenda and Julie at the end of the room.
Fantastic.
Bia.
I just want to get out of this room as soon as possible. I'm still trying to run.
Okay.
Oh, 18.
You also make it. You're yes. All sort of clustered there up at the front. Andy's a little behind you, but Bia, Brenda, and Rosalind are all there. Julie is still holding the door back, which is being hammered on.
A little help would be nice.
And as they're dealing with that, Janet,
okay.
What do you do?
All right. Janet is going to try to run as well. Oh, God. It's another natural one.
Oh, no!
Why?
Oh,
what?
No. Dogberry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, at about 50 feet in, you trip over. And at this point, a cube slides onto the path behind you.
Yeah.
And you're sort of crawling back, trying to avoid it. And it's... These things aren't fast, but you can tell they are hungry.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay. Do I need to make a roll?
You don't need to make a roll yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but next round, if you can't get away, you will.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're coming back around. Brenda, you're up first.
Ooh.
What do you do?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm so close. I suppose I get out.
So remember, there's people on the other side of the door. That from the devil's
fortune. Oh, the other side, like on the other, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh boy, okay. Like I keep going to, who do I fight, right?
I'm fine, don't worry about me.
Okay, so thank you. Let me save. Let me save dogberries. Let me help dogberries. Is that a good?
Yeah, you can do. You can definitely try to help her.
Let me help dogberries. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What is that considered?
I think you're gonna try to make a ranged attack of some kind. So like you're gonna throw something
okay.
at the cube, maybe to try to distract it, or if you can hit it.
Okay, great. So this is an attack. So Brenda's favorite place to be. And then we got the extra. Thank you. I just need to know where to attack. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Range attack commencing. Brenda's feeling good. Here we go. Woo! 15 plus.
Well, that does hit.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah. So roll 3d6 for damage.
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna breathe. We're gonna boom. Ooh, yay. 1, 3, 1. Total of 5. Yikes.
Well, you grabbed something out of your pockets and you threw it at the cube, and it does hit, and the cube does recoil a bit. So it does move back. It was. Seems like it was startled more perhaps than hurt, but it certainly. You know, distracted it for the moment from trying to eat Janet.
Oh, Janet, I got you because I have another attack.
Thank you, Brenda.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna wield something, and we're gonna attack again. And this time it's gonna make an impact. Hang on, Janet. Hang on. Here we go. Let's roll. Ooh, 19!
Yeah,
that definitely hits.
Okay. And this time, it's going to damage. We're going to damage. Here we go. It's going to hurt. Ooh, it's going to hurt. Here we go. All right, 9.
Yeah, it felt that more, for sure.
Yeah.
It seems very confused and hurt, and it is backing off.
Okay.
It's now, I would say, about like 15 feet away from Janet.
Okay.
I feel much better.
Okay, Julie, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep holding the door closed. We only need to fight one thing at a time.
Yeah. Okay, give me a strength check.
All right. Ooh, that's a 10.
Okay, well, the door does open, and 5 Devil's Fortune buccaneers rush in, but one of them trips on the door because you're, you know, still like holding it, and he falls off the path, and the cubes start descending on him.
Good job, Andy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're coming home.
All right, so Andy, you're 75 feet through the room. The door is now open. Janet is about 45 feet, so she's 30 feet away from you. Bria, Brenda, Rosalind, and Julie sort of by the door. What do you do?
As much as it pains me to leave my kin behind, I am still rocketing through that room.
Okay, give us a check to make sure you can get through the room without being stopped by either the cubes or the Devil's Fortune.
Perfect. I will... 16.
As you're running, another of the Devil's Fortune guys tries to tackle you. You push him away, and he is balancing on the edge of the path, like about to fall into the cubicles, but you make it through the room. You are now outside the room.
Nice.
Very nice. I'm like a duck. You cannot catch me. I will leap through the space.
Rosalind, you're up.
Guys, I have a stick of dynamite. I just found it in my petticoat. Do you all think you can get out of this room, or should I light this stick of dynamite and hawk it into the middle?
Hold on.
Maybe
one
not
second.
Quite.
Dynamite
it.
In my business?
Well, yeah, Andy.
Who's going to clean this up?
You had realistic dynamite, meaning it was real dynamite, and you were selling it at the Renaissance Fair, so I grabbed a stick because of situations like these.
You want to kill my children?
No, Andy, I just want to put them to sleep, you know? Don't you want them to go down for a nice nap?
You're just
going
to put them to sleep, honest. Yeah, no, sleeping is fine. Okay, I didn't realize dynamite did that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a sleep stick, Andy. It's okay.
Ooh, can I have one?
Yep, we'll get you one right after this.
Nice.
So, anyone, should I sleep stick them? I wanna convene with the group, lest we all fall asleep.
I think I'm still on the ground in the middle of the room. I understand if you need to put me to sleep too.
No, Dogberry. There will be no dogs put to sleep today.
Thank
no
you.
Dogs buried. No dogs,
no dogs buried.
No dogs buried.
No dogs buried.
No dogs buried.
No, otherwise I'll just dash. I can dash out of the room. Can I maybe I'll just dash. I can save the dynamite.
If you want to dash, give me a roll.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to use my acrobatics, which means that was a 17 total.
Okay, you flip your way out of the room, and as you do that... One Devil's Fortune guy who was, his balance was already bad from Andy, he gets knocked over and he has to start fending off the cubes as well. So, Bia, What do you do?
Okay, so the situation here is we're all almost out of the room. Mm-hmm. I thought
except
I was on
Janet.
The other side.
Except for Janet.
But wait, yeah. Is Julie's not holding the door anymore?
Yeah, Julie's not holding the door anymore. The Devil's Fortune guys have entered, but they're having to fight the cubes that have woken by the entrance.
Can I get Janet out of the room? How do I do that?
You would need to run back to her and help her up.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Bia's going to run back to Janet and try to pick her up, despite her lack of physical ability. I'm very self-confident.
Huh?
Okay,
thank you, Bia.
Roll. I'm going to roll. Damn, rolled a 4.
Okay.
No.
You trip. You're still like close to the exit, but you're more now like 80 feet into the room. So you're like 20 feet from the exit, but you fell over and you sort of look up and you see all this chaos around you and you're like trying to quickly back away while still on the ground.
Oh God. Thank you for trying.
Janet, you're up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get back up and run once again. That's a natural 20!
Yes!
Okay, you get up and you just book it. And as you do,
I would like
as
to
you
help
pass
Bia,
Bia
yeah, I'd like to help
you
her
help
up.
Bia up.
Yeah.
And
wonderful.
Yeah, because that was... Because the exit was within dashing distance of where you were, you get yourself and Bia out for natural 20. So now it's just Brenda and Julie left in the room.
Okay.
So Brenda, you're up.
Where is Julie? Is she okay?
Yeah, you're both by the exit now.
So
yeah.
I'm going to get us both out of the room. Can I do that? Can I, like, get her under my arm and, like, kick ass?
Yes. Yeah, you can grab her and run.
All right, Cap. Some of you ready to? You ready for me to dash you on out of here? Let's just.
I guess.
I mean, it's the least I could do. The least I could do is dash you out of this cubicle garden.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Brenda Bentley, roll. 12 plus, I'm sure something. That's gotta be worth. It's gotta be worth us both.
Okay. Yeah, we'll call that a strength check. So 15. So it's not elegant.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah, you kind of tackle her out more than carry her out.
Well, it's very Brenda.
Yeah, but you're now all out. You slam the door behind you, and you can just hear the chaos of all the awakened cubicles and the people from Devil's Fortune fighting each other. It does not sound good. And you all just take a moment.
I'm never going to be able to eat Jell-O again.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I have to admit, folks, I'm a little ashamed by my performance in there.
Oh,
normally,
Dogberry.
Janet Dogberry is a paragon of athletics and bravery. But
and
I look like a damn fool back there.
No, Dogberry, no. You were valiant.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really is true when you meet your child for the first time. It really is the greatest day of your life.
Okay. All right. So, after you all pull yourselves together a bit, you proceed down the hall and you reach the other end of the hall and there's just a door with a broom on it.
All right, broom it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a broom.
Before we enter, because Janet is so grateful to Bia for trying to help her, I would like to cast Shield of Faith on her. I think I've got an extra bulletproof vest or something. And I'm going to give that to you, Bia, and that's an extra 2 to your AC, to your armor class, for 10 minutes.
Damn.
Oh,
I need it back after 10 minutes.
Whatever that means, I'm down. I'd like to have you on the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, wow, I'd love to.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right. So you open the door, and it's the supply closet.
Yes! Damn it.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
favorite room in the building!
This is definitely not my office.
Yeah, so this is just, where you rest and recuperate, and you can search for supplies and see what you find.
Great.
All right, I would like to search for supplies for myself.
Same. Okay, give me a perception check.
Nice.
Perception. Uno momento. Mm-hmm. Perception?
Rosalind got a 21 on perception.
Oh, do I do?
And perception is in the skills.
Rosalind is about to find every single thing that is in the room.
Yes, because I got a nat one.
Oh, yeah.
Andy, you somehow are looking the exact opposite way, and then you fall over.
Nope, there's nothing on this door. Nothing at all.
Yeah, you hit yourself in the face with the door.
Ow. Ah, gave me an idea.
Okay, so Rosalind, as you are familiar with the supply closets of Wayface Industries, since you have probably had to sleep in them from time to time, you know that you can find a corporate drone, which is a little drone that you can send ahead to get a look at rooms.
Oh my god.
You could pick up a security key. You could pick up a Wayface air cannon, which does range damage.
Mm.
You could pick up an aural emoji dictionary, which does psychic damage.
Nice.
There are packets of dehydrated drinks for adults. There is no self-care package, which you can use to fully heal another player. And there is a box that is simply labeled the hatchery.
Oh, God.
Dare I look in the box? Would I know? Can I roll for history to see if I know what that is?
Yes, go ahead and roll for history.
Okay. Oh, yeah! Nat 20!
Nice!
Okay, well...
Done.
You know that if you open that box, things are gonna get crazy. And if you open it in combat will come to an extremely abrupt end. So, to use it wisely.
Okay. All right, guys, so here's the deal. Is anyone down on their health? Did anyone take damage in there?
Miraculously, I did not.
I think I took a 1 point or something, didn't I?
I took 6 damage, but honestly, I deserved it.
You keep that damage.
It's okay, Andy. You don't need to bury your familial guilt right now, okay? Like, just take one of these dehydrated drink packets and we can get you back up to snuff here. Also, we should
definitely... Ooh, which flavor is that one?
I think this one is the orange color flavor.
Ugh, it's my least favorite color. All right, I'll take it.
All right. So I give that to Dan.
All right. Andy, you have taken a dehydrated drink for adults. Recover all of your HP. Also, you have to play the next room drunk.
Yes!
Wasn't I playing this whole game drunk anyway?
Oh, Andy. All right, and then we got a drone. So we're going to use the drone and we're going to look ahead. We're going to scout ahead with it. Here, listen, guys. Someone else needs to operate the drone because I'm going to hold on to this box, the hatchery box. Under no circumstances are we to open up the hatchery box unless we come up against these corporate drones again. But not our good drone.
Gotcha.
Bad drones.
All right. Does anyone want to take anything else?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone want an air cannon? Security key?
I'll take an air cannon.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Janet, you now have the Wayface air cannon.
Feels good. All right.
Okay.
What are the other items?
Yeah, so there's the Aural Emoji Dictionary, which does psychic damage.
Oh.
There is the There Is No Self-Care package. Yeah, and there's other packets of dehydrated drinks for adults. You just want to have them.
I think I'll take the psychic book.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, you're going to take the Aural Emoji Dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and there is also an extra security key as well.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I found this on the web.
Yes, thank you, Siri.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aural Emoji Psychic Power Book is really...
Yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I feel good about that and probably stash that key.
So do you want to move on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you want to send the drone ahead?
Yes. Send the drone. Okay. Can we send the drone to where we are going?
Yeah. So you use the drone and it helps you sort of navigate and avoid any roaming corporate raiders. And soon enough, you find yourself at the door to Andy's office.
Ooh.
At last.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun.
I'm not sure if that is my office.
Andy,
oh, wait, no. Yeah, that definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does it have your name on the door?
Wish I could spell.
Roll for spelling.
Hold on, one second. Yeah, no, this is my door. It tastes like my door.
All right. You want to open the door?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course. I will. All right. I think I have a code or something. Oh, no, the handle just opens fine. Okay, perfect.
All right. So you open the door. Andy, can you describe your office for us?
Yes.
Of course I can. Andy Wayface's office looks like nothing else. It's a combination of windows, a virtual reality set. It's about 50 meters wide, but the depth, honestly, is undecided. It has this trick of perspective. You kind of move closer, and it feels like you're getting further away. I had a great architect, Marc Dupont, and he really showed me how... Oh, is anyone else hungry?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, as you move into this very unusual office, you can see there is a figure lurking in the shadows.
It's me!
It laughs at you. It's like, ha, ha, ha! I knew you would come here. You weren't smart enough to try to escape. Instead, you will all pay for what Wayface Industries has done. And the figure steps into the light, and you all gasp in recognition, because this is not a human figure. This is an eight-legged canine figure.
Oh my god.
Is the Wayface brand dog.
Oh my god.
Not content with conquering Andy Wayface's underwater casino, it has returned for blood.
Oh my god.
Hold on. I don't think that's me.
It doesn't look a thing like you, sir.
It's got one more leg than I do.
You are an enigma of a man.
That is the nicest thing you have ever said to me. All right, Pooch, you want to move out of the way, please?
All right, so here is what is going to happen. Corporate raiders are going to arrive and attack, but your goal isn't to attack the dog. Because, like, are you going to fight a dog? Like, come on.
No.
This is Wayface Industries' creation. You all know you are responsible for this dog, and you will not stand for these devil's fortune bastards trying to use your good dog for evil. You're the one who gets to use it for evil.
That's right.
And, well, anyway, you need to attempt to convince the dog to heal with intimidation charisma checks.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, or if you want to, you can also use a perception check and try to figure out what it wants. And then you can use that in a charisma check to try to persuade the dog to turn sides.
Okay. I want to, Brenda Bentley, I'd like to figure out what's up with this dog. I like to do a little perception business. Perception business commencing.
Oh, good. Listen, pup, I know where you're at, and I just want you to know that I see you, and I feel you, and I'm going to find out what you're up to, okay? Okay, here we go.
Oh my god, 20!
Yes!
Nice! Okay.
Cool. Wow.
Well.
Wow.
All right, so Brenda, you perceive that all the dog wants to know is why it was created. What is its purpose?
Aww. Sweet boy.
Yeah, but at this moment, five corporate raiders enter, and so you all need to roll for initiative. All
right,
everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Rosalind got a 5.
Mm-hmm. Brenda got a
6. Wow.
Andy Wayface got a 15.
Mm. Oh, good.
Julie Capsum also got a 15.
Okay. Bia, what did you get?
I got an 18.
Okay. Ooh. All right, let me just roll for the raiders here. Okay. Bia, you're up first. What do you do?
I'm playing my strengths.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to intimidate him then. Is that? Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, great. Well, I go right up to him and I say, hey, you know that the people in this room run a very popular podcast. And we are going to do a whole season just about you. And everyone is going to know whatever it is. I don't even know what it is yet, but everybody is going to know because we're going to find out.
Okay. give me a roll.
I got a 2.
The dog just barks in your face.
Maybe I should have asked him if he knew what a podcast was.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is one of the raiders, and they are going to go for Andy. And, well, the good news is this guy rolled a 1, so he accidentally knocks himself out with his own cutlass as he raises it. Anyway, Andy, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to turn to my Poochie friend. Can I address you a human, You monster. What is your name?
The dog just barks. That's like, you never gave me a name.
Would you like one?
It looks at you very sadly, and you could tell it would like one.
How about Andy Jr.?
Give me a roll on a charisma check.
Nice. That is 16.
Nice. The dog whimpers and walks up to you and licks your face.
Yes.
And...
Oh. That's right, Andy Jr. Fight alongside with us, and we will find the meaning of life together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So are you hungry?
Yeah. So yes, the dog is on your side.
Yes.
Now.
Nice.
Up next is Julie. What do you do?
I'm going to rage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to attack the closest goon to me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Swinging my axe. Okay, that's a 10.
Yeah, that misses.
Okay. Mm. I got tears in my eyes from the exchange with the dog,
yeah.
So I can't see very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next we've got a few of the raiders, so I'm going to just roll for all of them. Okay, so two of them do sort of successfully move forward and attack. They move against Rosalind and Brenda, and they do get hits.
I use my reaction of uncanny dodge so that I can have its damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
So going to roll now. All right. So good thing you did, because this first guy got 8 damage against you. Brenda, one with you. He gets 7 damage.
That doesn't feel nice.
So next, however, the dog is going to get into combat, and it is going to try to attack the raider who just attacked Brenda.
Yes.
And it doesn't hit, but it does scare the guy away from you, and he is intimidated now. Up next is Janet.
All right. Would you say that these raiders are clustered at all together? Are there any of them, like, close together?
There's two of them who are close together.
All right. I'd like to hit them with this air cannon.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what you do.
Do I get to add anything to the roll?
No.
Okay.
So go ahead and give
all
us
right.
your...
Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's a 5.
It just plays the Mexican hat dance.
Ah! All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rosalind, you're up.
All right. Oh, boy. I mean, I could just open the box. Should I not open the box?
Like, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
I'm
what's
just
in the box?
Right? Like, I'm just worried that we're all gonna get hurt, but, you know, he did say it'll end combat.
Yeah.
What's in the box?
Oh, God. Rosalind is looking down at the box with all of this power in her hand. She closes her eyes. She puts her hand on the lid. She goes to open it, but before she does, she yells, "Gird your loins!" and opens the box.
Okay, so For the next few minutes, all any of you can remember is a series of extremely confusing noises and just complete blackness, like a void you have never experienced before.
What did I do?
And when it ends, you all open your eyes and you are all there. The dog is all there. All of the corporate raiders have just vanished. You all look at each other, and you all just mentally agree to never speak of this again.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I do agree. Yeah. This would make a great podcast, am I right? Yeah.
Wow, the box.
Wow. And that was just sitting in a storage closet.
Deus ex boxing.
All right. So now the only thing left to do is go to the desk and turn the security key and activate the building's defenses to drive out the rest of the corporate raiders.
Okay. I feel like Dogberry should do the honors. Oh, yeah, you do have a key, though.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I have a key. Brenda has a key. An extra key for something.
Go ahead, bro.
Oh, sorry.
I would never.
No, my apologies. I've been confused this entire time. I've got a key. I'm going to go ahead and use it. And do that right now. Do I have to roll some dice?
Yeah. Roll a d20 to see if you can get it to work.
Okay, here we go. And rolling. Oh, 15.
Woo! Okay. All right. The key works, and you can hear a soothing voice saying, "Wayface Industries building defenses activated. Would any of you like Wayface brand dehydrated bourbon coffee?"
You know what? Bring it on.
Yeah. I think we'd like a whole round of the bourbon coffee.
Okay. Oh, yeah, let's try it.
And so that starts pouring. Behind you, you see a video screen activating, and a mysterious figure is like, "This isn't over, Wayface Industries. The devil's fortune will be back." And like more sort of angry threats and stuff. But then you discover the mute button. And you all feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. Sure do. Hey, by the way, handsome pup there, got a nice can of food for you.
Oh, thank you. Ooh. Yes, I'm starving. Andy
yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, a few days later, a helicopter debarks at one of Andy Wayface's many private islands. It is beautiful, full of wild game, and open spaces. No buildings in sight, no sign of any human civilization. Your party and the Wayface brand dog disembark. Ah, the dog growls in satisfaction. A new world for me to conquer. And you tell it, run and be free. Live your life as we all wish to do, unencumbered by any responsibilities. But don't think you're going to be here alone. And another helicopter lands with a whole pack of Wayface brand dogs, TM, and Wayface brand puppies. It's their island now. You all say your goodbyes to the dogs and depart.
Goodbye, dogs.
And as you leave, someone asks, "Did we just accidentally start our world on a path towards a terrible planet of the dogs?" And after a moment of silence, you all decide not to think about that anymore.
Sounds good.
Congratulations on having escaped from Wayface Radio.
Wow!
All right, indeed.
Wow. Thank goodness we befriended that dog.
Sir, you really saved the day.
You did.
Yeah. Truly.
Andy does it again.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for playing along.
Yes, tonight. Thank you. That was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
It was
great.
Yeah,
this was
thank
amazing.
You.
I really want to
so
learn how to do it.
You did.
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah. You're all very kind. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And
yes.
Correct.
Yeah, and thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you've enjoyed this Arden RPG experience, and we want to wish you all happy holidays, and we will see you in 2024 for Arden Season 3 Midsummer in New York.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Love that. Yeah. The Janet Dogberry story.
Arden was created by Emily St. James, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Golub. It is executive produced by Christopher Dole, Emily St. James, and Eli Barassa, and co-produced by Leslie Gideon and Mara Woods Robinson. This episode features
Michelle Agresti, Tracy Syed,
Shannon Estabrook,
Benjamin Woods,
Lindsay Zanna,
Emma Scherzarko,
and was based on the RPG Escape from Wayface Radio. Arden original score by Chris Hatfield. Do you like this show? Do you want to help us make more of it? There are so many different ways you can do that. The quickest and easiest way is to toss us a couple bucks at patreon.com/ardenpod, where all this month you will be getting early listens to new episodes of Escape from Wayface Radio and a downloadable copy of the RPG Playbook. We also have t-shirts, mugs, posters, stickers, and more on TeePublic, including, for the first time ever, our official Wayface Industries merchandise for you good people. That's all for this week, folks. And today's episode is brought to you by nothing but peace on earth and goodwill towards all. Happy holidays, Arden family. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2024.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Whoa! Check out this place.
You'd love to retire here?
What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.